This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln.
We've got a special interest group from out of state that's currently misleading the public about this voucher program.
Governor John Bel Edwards began his weekly press conference by taking on an ad that's been getting heavy play in New Orleans and Baton Rouge.
John Bel Edwards broke his word.
He lied.
He lied to me. He lied to my child.
Put out by the American Federation for Children, a school choice advocacy group, the ad is irritating the governor.
I urge outside groups to instead focus their attention and efforts on the small group of legislators who are currently visiting cuts on agencies across state government because of their refusal to engage in meaningful alternatives.
About halfway through the press conference, the women featured in the ad, along with AFC's Louisiana director and several pastors, came in and tried to question the governor.
Okay. And no. Find where I said that I was going to zero out vouchers. Okay. You all are down there supporting folks who are calling me a liar. Understand we have a $600 million budget deficit and that we are also cutting traditional K-12 funding by $50 million.
I spoke with Pastor Tom Watson afterward.
I'm not officially connected with that group. We came to get the truth about the voucher program.
Yet he came in with them, so I asked him about the six figures the group proudly says it spent on the ad.
Our priority is that we maintain the voucher program. So if there are six figures out there that could help a kid get a voucher, take the money and put it in education rather than put it to attack someone.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, and Campus Federal, Louisiana's business credit union and Louisiana Dental Association provider. Online applications accepted at campusfederal.org.